Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Wanted to just share a thought about MS and Sheker. MS, we know, and I think we've heard this from maybe as when we were younger, that MS, the letters Aleph, Mem, and Tav have raglayim, they stand. MS Tikon La'ad, right? The Aleph has the two, could stand on the two legs, and the Mem is a line, and then the Tav also has two legs, so it stands. Sheker is Shin Kuf Resh, a shin that's like a triangular shin, not with a bottom, with a flat bottom, but a pointy bottom. The shin, the kuf, and the resh can't stand physically. Sheker Ein La Raglayim. Basically what that means, I mean, there are many different levels to that, but on the basic understanding is that something that is MS, or things that are MS, will stay forever. Things that are Sheker, at the end of the day, will end up falling apart and falling down. And let's just talk that out for 1 second, which means that sometimes in, let's say, a relationship, things can appear that it's so good and things are great, but if it's not based on MS, let's say listening, empathy, it's not based on connecting deeply and understanding who the person is and building the relationship, whatever it might be, so then it ultimately will fall apart. It won't stand. Many things like that. Taiva, let's talk about taiva, right? Taiva is something, a desire is something that doesn't last. It doesn't last because it's sheker. It's not really filling me up and satisfying what I need and what I am, right? If a person's insecure and a person doesn't work on them feeling good intrinsically within oneself, so I'm going to try to eat and give into that desire, it's sheker. It's not going to last. It doesn't last. It'll last momentarily, but it won't last forever. And a person will always have to fill themselves up with that taiva, or whatever desire you're struggling with, that you're looking for happiness, right? That's why people, right? One of my lines, authentic, sustainable happiness. I mean, I got it from a book, but I say it many times, authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality. And the reality is that I'm an insecure person. The reality is that I have taivas, I have desires, and I'm not happy with myself. So if I don't properly do the things that are MS, that are going to really help with those things, so in the moment, I could get by with a facade, with tricking people, but deep, deep down, I'm not going to be successful, and it's not going to last forever. You could have someone, right, in relationships, back to relationships, you could have a difficult conversation with somebody that at the moment is difficult, but you're being open and honest with that person. So even though right now it might be difficult, but ultimately it will last, and that person will respect the fact that you set a boundary or the fact that you said no. And with all things, it's like that. MS, if we're really living to our truth of who we are, and we look at people, right? We look at another Jew and we look at the MS of the person. What's the MS? The MS is that person's a neshama. The MS is that person is part of Klal Yisrael. We're brothers and sisters. That's the truth. That's the real, real truth. When we look at that and we connect to that, then it lasts. It's sustainable. It sustains. It sustains. It stays forever. It might take time. I think that's where our challenges, I think, come from. Our challenges come from in the moment. It might be sheker. It might look good to other people. It might feel good to ourselves, but it will never last. It won't last. The tzaddikim, the Chavetz Chaim said, right? But if I'm true to myself, right now it might be unpopular. Right now it might not look good, but if I'm true to myself, it'll last. It'll end up enduring forever. Right? They say from the Chavetz Chaim that he said one of the benefits of living, he lived till I think in his 90s, and he said one of the benefits of living a longer older is because he got to see this Russia, who things seemed to be working out for him. At the end of the day, it didn't work out for him. This guy who everyone thought was this type of guy, at the end of the day, it didn't work out for him. And this guy who stuck to it, at the end of the day, it works out for him. And I see that myself as well. Sometimes when you're younger, you're in high school or after high school, you have this relationship and you think this guy's popular, he's gonna be successful. This guy's not popular, he's not gonna be successful, whatever it might be. But it doesn't work like that. It's whoever sticks to the truth, to the MS, it ends up enduring. There's a great quote, I don't have the exact quote now, but it's truth doesn't have to defend itself, right? Lies, you always have to try and defend. The truth defends itself. It doesn't need you to defend it. It'll defend you. We should be zocheh, each and every one of us, to try and, you know, to try and tap in to things that are true. Is this true? If I eat well, if I eat vegetables and I eat healthy, is that going to be good for me, for my future? Right now, it might not be good for me. If I talk Lashon Hara, it might be good for me now, but is it going to stick with me for the future? I remember once, I'll just end off with this. I remember once at Sheva Brachas with somebody, the parents knew each other from childhood, and they said, you see how important it is to be good to the people around you, because you never know, in 20, 30 years, your children might marry each other. You know, the name that a person gets when you're older, I see this with fundraising sometimes, when I call old friends, it's like, you know, you never know what the friendships, you never know what the people who you were friendly with and you were nice to, you know, how it makes an impression 30 years later. It's not always what's in the moment. The moment is sheker. It really sort of deceives us with sheker. MS is something that endures when we have that patience. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.